Y'all know what it is.
Ready? Turn it up. 1, 2, 3.
Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel and Holly, uncensored, from Hot 101.5.
Rolling stones of the rap game, not bragging. Look bigger than Jagger, not sagging. Roll it backwards, I'ma leave it at that. Daddy got nothing to do with rap. Check the facts, expose those cats. Who poses heroes, take advantage of blacks. The government's gangsters, so cut the crap. A war going on, so where y'all at?
Well, hello.
Hi.
Happy 2018. Happy New Year. It is Miguel and Holly Uncensored. My name is Miguel Fuller. That is Holly O'Connor.
Hello.
And that over there in the corner with the hat on, looking very brooding and still jet lagged from going across the country, the seas, the continent,
the earth.
Producer Ryan McGibbony.
Hi.
Well, we are back.
Yes,
after a long holiday break.
We survived.
We did. Everyone's back alive. Ever since I've been in radio, I've always had that fear that whenever morning shows are like, all right, well, we're going on vacation. We'll be back. Like, what happens if not everyone makes it back? And it always makes me a little nervous because I think about stuff like that all the time.
What do you mean if people don't make it back? Like, we die?
Yeah.
What?
And I always think about that. It just makes
Why do you always think about death?
I don't know. I think I'm afraid of dying. Like, that's always been like a legitimate sort of like fear of mine, is that I'm always like, I wonder what that's going to be like one day. These are things I think about.
Like, well, what is the fear? Like, what comes next, or what's going to happen to your body, or will it hurt? I mean, what is the...
Everything. Like, what's the afterlife? Like, what if, and this is when I, like, my heart starts to pound a little bit heavier, and I get that, like, meta feeling where, like, I'm outside of my body, but in all the millions of years, what if literally this is it? Like, there's no after... Because think about it, like... We don't have a consciousness to think of, like, what we were before if we do come back as something. I don't know. Could I have been a white woman in the 1800s?
Well, that's
Could
a
I've...
different thing. I mean, now we're talking reincarnation versus an afterlife.
Or do we just, like, the religion I grew up in, when you die, you quote-unquote go to sleep until Jesus comes back. And then if you're going to heaven, you wake up and you go to heaven. Or what if there's nothing? What if when you die, you die? That's it.
There's nothing.
So those are the things that, like, freak me out sometimes. And I'm like, this could be it. Like, what if I go to sleep tonight and I don't wake up?
I hope you did everything you wanted to do.
Right?
Well, I'm going to tell you what. Speaking of death.
Oh, hello.
It really has driven home the point to me. And, like, I'm in the middle of, like, I'm in a funk today, but I mean, aside from the funk, I feel like this whole business with my mom that's been going on since November, you just really never know when your life can change on a dime. And
right.
I don't necessarily just mean death, but I mean anything that changes your day-to-day drastically from what it is this moment. And there's a quote that I always used to, I still do like it, but it's, and I think I said it before on the podcast, where it's like, take a look around, appreciate what you have, because everything will be different in a year, or nothing will be the same in a year, which is always true.
Right.
But it's hard for us in the day-to-day minutia to see that in the bigger picture. But anything, any part of what we're doing right now could be taken away tomorrow.
Yeah.
Irreversibly.
And that's what sometimes, like, I get stuck in my head and it sort of like freaks me out and I'm like, so how do you live? So going through all this stuff with your mom and how her life literally, I mean, we went to go read to a school. When we walked into the school, life was one way.
Yeah.
And by the time we walked out of the school after reading to those kids, life was completely different for all of us really in the room.
Yes.
Because we've all had to sort of adjust, you know, with the stuff that happened to your mom.
Mm-hmm.
So has that made you live life any differently, or has it made you think about things differently?
When I remember, yes.
Right.
But see, what happens is you kind of get set in your routine, or you kind of, your body adjusts to like a new normal. But I'm reminded of it nearly daily, at least every couple of days, that this is different than it was a couple months ago, and it will continue to be different. And when you think about it in those terms, yeah, you do tend to drop the little things and appreciate, you know, what you do have right now. And it's a goal for me for 2018 to appreciate more what I have when I have it, But it's hard because, like I said, when you get stuck in one of those ruts of like, this is my routine, I wake up, I go to work, I come home, I feed the kids or whatever, it's hard to be grateful for the little things because you're living them.
Wow. On that note. It's the officially last time I'll be able to use this music bed. How was everyone's new year? Because we all ushered in 2018 in a different place. Unlike last year, we were all together at Janice Live with Daya.
Yeah.
So it's all different this year.
Yes. Again, see?
Yeah.
Different.
Everything's different. Everything is different.
Yes.
Well, for Holly and I. Producer Ryan, where did you bring it? What are you doing?
I'm just hanging out.
What are you doing on your computer right now?
Editing China photos.
Yeah.
Well, you were in China for New Year's, right?
I was. Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. Look at me. Get off your computer for a second.
Hong Kong.
Now, what happened? Where were you? Describe. What were you? What were you doing?
We were walking a lot.
Okay.
Everywhere.
When the clock struck
lost
midnight.
On the subway. No. When the clock struck midnight, we were on the street watching fireworks over the bay.
That's nice.
Yeah. It was Hong Kong's like a New York City on crack. Mm.
So were you like it? Was it like a Times Square where everyone was just around and then?
No. Everybody sort of lines up down the bay. And then fireworks are literally like all the way across the bay.
Nice. Mm.
It was a lot.
Were people nice to you? I mean, were you the only Americans that you saw like in your vicinity?
In Hong Kong, there's a lot of tourists. There's a lot of mixtures of people living there. It's I think it was owned by the British until 2007. So it has a lot of Western influence like that. Hmm. China, on the other hand, yeah, there wasn't many Americans there.
Wow. I've been watching The Crown, or I was watching The Crown the second season, and it's amazing to me how this one little island controlled so much of the world.
Yeah.
And they had so much influence on
everything.
And they
were not nice.
No, they were not. No, they were, for a long time, they were not.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fascinating. That's interesting. Holly, how did you usher in 2018?
On my couch, playing Mario World on the Wii. And then at about 10 minutes.
Lit.
Yep. Yeah. And about 10 minutes to midnight, we turned it off and put on Ryan Seacrest. And then that's it.
Were you drunk?
Yeah, I was tipsy for sure.
On champagne, beer?
What did I drink?
No, vodka.
We had like this, we got specialty margarita mix for me. And I made like very good margaritas.
Nice.
It was nice. Yeah. Nice. It was good. It was so like, there's nothing exciting about it for anybody else. But I liked it because it was just like kind of. Anything that like I would want to do, I did it. So it was nice.
Did y'all go to bed right after that? Or did y'all
stayed up until about probably 1:30 or 2.
What were y'all doing?
I'm sure we did some stuff.
Yeah.
Some tipsy. We did do some stuff though. But then my daughter was home. So like when I woke up the next day, I was like, oh, mama got a headache.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah.
I can't imagine having a hangover with a kid.
It's terrible. And then the bad thing is that like since I had those margaritas, I think it was the sweetness of the mix that really kind of made me feel ugh.
Yeah.
The next day. So that was rough. But I got over that relatively quickly, so it was good.
I threw a little New Year's Eve bash at my home.
And how was that?
It was good. Since we didn't have to be anywhere for New Year's Eve, my boyfriend and I, we were like, well, do we want to go? Because we had a couple invites to people's gatherings, or should we go out with everyone before, or with all of our friends?
Yeah.
And we were like, let's just do it at my house.
That's what we were thinking, too. It's like, you know, we were trying to figure out what we wanted to do if we thought maybe we wouldn't have my daughter. And it would have been a house party for sure.
Yeah. It was just gets so crazy. Like, when you're, like, 24, it's amazing to be out on New Year's Eve. I remember doing that. And then everyone's saddling up to Waffle House afterwards. And I remember rolling into work after that.
Waffle House.
Yes. Ugh. Yes, girl. But it was awesome. I had people come into town for it. I had a bunch of friends over. I went bonkers, and I spent way too much money on it.
Yeah, you did.
I had 100 balloons in my house. But I tell you what, talking about, like, experiences and, like, you know, you never know.
Yeah.
I'm glad I did it, like, during it, because I don't like spending money like that.
No, I know.
But I'm glad I did because everyone said they had a wonderful experience. And it wasn't just like, oh, we'll just turn on the TV and watch Ryan Seacrest. Like, the pictures look cute. Everyone enjoyed themselves. And so right at midnight, I had the music playing and I had, like, pictures playing on the TV. But then 10 minutes before, we turned on Ryan Seacrest. And right at like 10 or 11:58,
yeah,
I started giving like a thank you for coming. I'm so glad everyone's here, yada, yada, yada. And then I had like this thing timed out for Mariah Carey's New Year's song. And then, of course, I fucked it up.
Yeah,
and
so, like, there was no way that was going to hit perfectly.
You had it timed
there was no way
that part hit the New Year's.
Yeah.
Like, right on the dot.
He didn't, though.
Well, I know people were trying to do, like, Phil Collins.
Yeah, that was a big thing I saw on Twitter.
It depended on what version you were playing, apparently.
Oh.
And Evander failed.
Well, Mariah Carey...
USAA to me means peace of mind. We had a
high ad
for 5 days total.
she has this because I feel like I put a lot of work in this. And so, like, I was trying to find the perfect song because I didn't want the sad sack song that I play.
Oh, you didn't, because you seem to play that all the damn time over here.
So there's this part. Of course, that part hit at like 12:01.
That was never going to time. That was never going
to
time out.
I tried so hard to, like, I even downloaded like a world clock to get like the seconds in it as well.
Oh my God.
You had the atomic clock going. Yeah.
But nothing really worked out. But it was fun though.
That's good.
But the thing was, is that like after midnight, everyone's like, oh, Happy New Year. My boyfriend and I kissed. Everyone's hugging. And then I was like, wow, like, I'm still sober. Because I was, like, trying to get everybody in the parking situation and make sure the food was ready and everyone was comfortable. And then I was like, well, I can pour myself a little stronger drink. I literally, after 12:45, I don't remember what happened.
Oh, how long were you up?
I think until about 4:30.
Why in God's name were you up that late?
I don't know. I don't know, but I made it.
Did you go anywhere?
No, we stayed at my house.
Till 4:30.
All I know is that, so on my townhouse is 3 floors. And so this was the only drama of the night, was apparently one of our friends that was invited, like, he got drunk and then he started, because we had all the strings down from the balloons, and he was going around and, like, wrapping the balloons around his arm. And then apparently I got pissed and I was like, get your hands off the balloons. And so then, so then I'm assuming this happened probably around 3:30. So then apparently I started going off and, like, cutting off all of the strings on the balloons so no one can get them. And then the ones that were left, this was all told to me. And then apparently I opened up the 2 doors to the balcony on the second floor. And then I took a bunch of the balloons and I said, everyone get out! And I threw all the balloons out. And then my friend, who's very health conscious, apparently was like, you're gonna kill turtles.
Well, you would.
Well, and then apparently I got really quiet and I looked at him and then I grabbed some more and I threw them out again.
Do you not give any fucks about wildlife?
Apparently when I'm drunk, I don't. Oh, I mean, God. I do when I'm sober and I regret. I hope it didn't get to the turtles.
Oh, no.
But yeah, I felt really bad the next day. I was like, yikes, maybe we should have just cut it off at 1.
I think on New Year's, if you're not a bar, there's no need for you to go past 2.
No. I think I actually put on my invitation on Facebook, like, 1 o'clock.
Mm.
But I guess once everybody's past that point, no one's, like, looking at the clock to be like, well, 1 o'clock, time for everybody to go.
No, I know. But yeah. 4:30, that's a lot.
That was a bit much. So, but it was a good New Year. So
good.
I think we all started 2018 in the right fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's backtrack a little bit more, and I want to talk about everybody's Christmas!
Christmas.
Ryan, did you spend Christmas in Hong Kong or China?
I was here.
Oh.
I left the day after.
Oh, nice. So how was your Christmas?
It was good. I normally have multiple Christmases going around to dad's house, grandma's house, mom's house.
Wow, a lot of houses.
Presents
at
every stop?
Food. No, a couple presents, but I don't know. I just don't like doing presents.
Oh.
But I always get my family a little something, but I'm like, don't give me stuff.
Did you get anything?
Yes.
What'd you get?
My mom got me an Amazon Echo.
Oh!
I got an Amazon Echo,
and
too.
And one of those little... it's like a light bulb socket that connects to Wi-Fi. Or plug socket.
Oh, gotcha.
It connects to Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And then you could tell your Amazon Alexa to turn on whatever that is.
Yeah, yeah. I need to get one of those because I feel like right now we're not using Alexa for anything other than for me to go, Alexa, what's the weather like today? And then my ex-husband will come over and be like, Alexa, tell me a joke. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, she's got to be used for something other than jokes and the weather.
Alexa, play Hot 101.5.
I'm going to try that.
I wonder, well, Alexa, she doesn't connect to iTunes, does she?
No. And no. This is my biggest issue. So, like, it says, like, you can set it up to say, Alexa, play, I don't know, Justin Bieber or whatever. And if you have an Amazon, unlimited Amazon music, whatever, then it does it. But I already have iTunes. And this was my biggest.
Well, you could do Spotify.
I know, but I don't have unlimited Spotify. I pay for iTunes. I don't pay for Spotify.
Well, you fucked up, Holly.
Well, fuck.
Nobody uses Apple Music.
I do, because Miguel told me to.
Well, when it came out, it was great. I didn't know all these young people were on Spotify.
I have like I have Spotify, but it's like the non-paid for version.
Yeah, I have the free version as well.
So then, but what you could do, because your Bluetooth connects to Alexa, so what I could just do is just play something on iTunes that will play through Alexa. I can't say, Alexa, play Justin Bieber. I can be like, hey Siri, play Justin Bieber, and then it'll play through Alexa.
But you have to turn the Bluetooth on first?
Yeah, yeah. Your Bluetooth has to be connected.
So nothing is okay, so if your Bluetooth is already connected, so do you always keep it connected on your phone?
You can, but okay. I turned it off because then all of my texting sounds were going through Alexa.
Oh.
So I was like texting in the bathroom, and then I was like hearing like click, click out in the living room. I'm like, what is that? Oh.
See, this makes me think that I should wait until Apple finally comes out.
Which,
with theirs.
When are they going to damn do it?
It was supposed to be December.
Didn't.
Because I really want, I wanted Alexa, but then I'm such an Apple person that I'm like, I want to wait so I can say, instead of saying, Alexa, give me whatever, I want to say, Siri! Like I already do with my phone
now. Well,
I can
do this now. I mean, that's what I can do. I'll be like, hey, Siri, play blah, blah. And then if we're Bluetooth connected, it'll just play through Alexa.
Hey Siri, play Justin Timberlake Filthy.
Okay, let's hear Filthy by Justin Timberlake.
Oh. I don't like Dude Siris. I don't trust them.
Yeah, that was weird.
I don't trust.
Why is
Dude
it?
Siri.
I love my Dude Siri.
No. He's like a fake Siri. It's like not really Siri.
He's like the broke version of Siri.
Yes. He's like, regular Siri can't be here today, so I'm just a substitute.
He's like, I'm the dollar store Siri, so. Holly, how was your Christmas?
It was good. We spent it on Christmas Eve. I went over to my boyfriend, Mr. Dimple's aunt's house, and his whole family was so nice to my daughter and I, which was really lovely. It was unexpected, but very appreciated because they certainly didn't have to be that accepting of us.
What did they do specifically that made them so accepting?
Mostly, I mean, it just really involved, they included my daughter in their presence, you know, so she had stuff to open up. They got me stuff, which I didn't expect, you know, and so I got to open some things. It was just really nice. And
they got you stuff?
Yeah.
But you didn't get them stuff?
Well, he bought stuff for them and we put both of our names on it.
It's a cop-out, Holly.
Listen, I didn't get you all stuff. I did not get anybody stuff except for my daughter and my boyfriend.
Holly, I just need your love and appreciation. That's all.
Well, I'm still working on y'all's Christmas gifts, so just give me a minute.
I see you. So please. Next year, I'll see you.
Just give me a little time. So Christmas Eve was perfect. Christmas Day was a little less planned out, but it ended up working. Like, we opened presents. My daughter, for some reason, was like, oh, I didn't get any Star Wars toys. I'm like,
what?
Did you say anything about Star Wars toys ever?
Oh.
She didn't. And I'm like, that must have been one of those things where, like, in her head, she was like, Dear Santa. Anyway, so.
Is that where, I don't think kids listen to this, do they?
I don't know.
You know what? If you have a kids listening to this, and I don't know why on earth you would, stop it now.
Yeah.
Like, because we're going to talk about some adult stuff that kids should not be hearing about.
Stop it now.
So is that one of those things that, because, you know, I've told the story before about when I was growing up, my mom was never like, ooh, Santa Claus coming to town. She was like, no white man comes in this house. I'm your Santa Claus.
Yeah.
So I never got to experience like the writing of a Dear Santa. Can I have this? So is that where your parents would take that letter and then decide what to get you from there?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, but she didn't write a thing. And I never took her to see Santa because I never had time. So we had just kind of like talked throughout the month, you know. But she never said anything about Star Wars.
How does a kid like that know what they want? Is it just from like other kids watch TV?
They see it on, like, she would watch Disney Junior or something, and they run commercials. Or if they see something in a store, that's usually where I.
And you just make a mental checklist.
Yeah. Or at this age too, I would just go to Toys R Us and go through the aisles and be like, that looks cool. But this is the problem. I fucked up this year because last year I did that and it was super easy. And this year I did the same thing, but I guess I wasn't specific enough with her. So she was at an age this year where I should have been more focused.
Now, as she's opening up the presents, like, is she like at that age where like everything is exciting, or is she just like, oh my God, wait, what's this?
I think she got present fatigue, to be honest.
Oh, it was too many.
It was too many, probably too many bullshit things.
Now, how many presents do you get? So she's 4.
Yeah.
So, like, how many did you have for her?
I don't know. How many individual things?
I'm actually really curious about this now.
There was probably, like, 20.
20? Yeah, that's a lot to open over
yeah.
and over.
But see, I just remember my mom, like, being like, well, you gotta have a lot of stuff to unwrap. That was, like, her big thing. Like, she, even when we were poor, and we were poor for a long time, because, like, we were pretty okay when I was, like, 3, 4, 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So we had these huge, like, ridiculous amount of Christmas presents, Christmases. Mm-hmm. And after that, when we didn't have any money, then she would always be, like, feeling guilt, I think. But as a kid, I didn't care.
Right.
But parents, I think, care about that. So then I always try to be like, well, my mom said we have to unwrap a lot of things, so I got to get her a lot of things. It was, like, a lot of stuff that really she didn't care about, and I should correct that next year and just get, like, a few things that she really wants.
I remember when I was growing up, I remember my mom, my uncle talking about, for my cousins, they would go to the dollar store and they would just, like, buy all the cheap toys and wrap them
up. That way you can unwrap a lot of stuff.
Exactly. So you'd come out of the room and then there'd be, like, a mountain of toys.
Yeah.
But then you wouldn't play with half of them because they were from the dollar store and they'd fall apart after the first time you
Correct.
Played with them.
So there you have to weigh it out. Like, do you want a lot to unwrap or do you want a couple of things that are good? Mm-hmm. But then I don't know what age you start doing. Apparently 4, you do that.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. It was tough. It was tough for me.
Now, what did you and your boyfriend, get each other, Mr. Dimples? Did y'all get each other anything?
Yeah. He got me the Alexa, the Amazon Echo. And this is for the house in general, like this big sound system, like surround sound system.
Oh.
So
you're very rich,
Holly. Put that together.
Oh. And does it make a difference? Does it sound
amazing?
We
haven't put it up
yet. Oh, you have?
It's sitting to the side of the room. We're like, yep, we're going to get to it.
Some point.
Yeah. And he got me, that was for my birthday. He got me a beautiful necklace, this pink sapphire necklace. So that was like birthday gift. And he got me a couple of other smaller things, which then I felt bad because I only got him 2 things.
Oh.
But I think they were good things. Like, I got him tickets to go see School of Rock the Musical at the Straz, which he had wanted to see and he loved.
Mm-hmm.
And then this book of 14,000 Things to Make You Happy, which we used to read in my sorority. But then I added little sticky notes in it.
Oh.
My own things.
What are some of the things you added in?
I can't tell you.
Oh. Are they naughty things?
Some of them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's for him to know.
All right. Ryan, what did you and your girlfriend Taryn get each other?
We didn't do Christmas gifts.
No. Why?
I got her a couple things. Well, she does Hanukkah, so.
Oh, gotcha.
She got me an electric toothbrush. I think we went over last time.
No, yeah, that's right.
You know, like the nice one.
Yeah, and it makes a difference. Like,
I might have said, would you get like the $10 one from Walmart, the Target that I get?
No, it's the one with like all the modes. And it's like, I can't even go back to a normal toothbrush.
Oh. Ooh. Does it feel like someone's licking your teeth?
It actually, it's hard to use at first because it tickles. It tickles your lips. You can't. it's like the funniest feeling ever. I couldn't do it.
Oh, I love
it. But you get used to it. And got her some. I got her a new iPhone charger because we really needed those. A new camera sling bag thing. Probably some other stuff I forgot, though.
Now, is there stress when you're buying presents for your significant other because you want it to, like, match up? Like, do you,
yes,
you don't,
you want it to be equal.
Right, because you don't want them to be like, oh, I bought you a new car. Right. And you're like, oh,
I got you a knife set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, how do you know? I mean, do you have a conversation beforehand?
I think you kind of set some parameters beforehand, right?
I don't know.
What did you guys get each other?
I got him a whiskey glass set. So like it was a decanter and then like four glasses because he likes to sip his whiskey. And then I got him this sort of like business starter package for his painting business where they're going to like make a website and redo the branding for their company and everything because he's really looking to get that off the ground. And then for me, he's a painter, and how our whole relationship started was him painting the second floor of my house.
Mm-hmm.
And so he bought paint. And so he's going to paint the, he's going to finish the house basically for me. So I get to pick out the colors. and then he bought me some really cool coasters because apparently I had like some coasters from my college that were like warped and old.
Oh, dear.
And like you had to like smash your glass on them to make them flat. And he was like, it's time for some new ones.
True.
So I mean, I felt like it was pretty because that paint that he bought, I was like, I saw the receipt for it and I was like, oh.
Oh,
that's a lot of money. So I'm getting free labor. So yeah, I felt like it was pretty on par with like what we got each other.
That's good.
Yeah. But when I went to his parents' house, so I went to Buffalo with him for Christmas, and the Christmas morning I was there, it was such a really, really cool experience because his family is like really close to each other. So he has two brothers and his mom and his dad that morning. And we went over there because we stayed at his friend's house. And I was expecting just to sort of be like the sort of observer, like I was watching a TV show of the family opening up their presents.
Mm-hmm.
And so then like we all sit down and then his little brother, Jacob, is like divvying up the presents. And they're like, oh, here's your pile, Miguel. And I was like, what?
You had a whole pile.
I had a whole pile. So, okay. Like, his mom and his dad got me something. Both of his brothers got me something. And I was like, oh, my God, it was so sweet.
They brought you in.
They did. It was such a nice display. And, like, these were, like, thoughtful gifts. Like, his mom got me a Bonefish gift card. And Lord knows we go there every Sunday for brunch.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. And a little stand for my Apple Watch and my iPhone. So it was just a really cool experience being there around his family and like seeing his friends. Because I think it's always so fun to sort of see where people come from.
Yeah.
And to sort of experience what made them them. So it was a really cool experience being up there for Christmas.
Yes.
And then you went to New York.
I did. We had originally planned this New York City trip for November. Then my mom got sick, so we postponed it and thought, well, it'll be fine after Christmas. It wasn't, by the way. So, but we went anyway because I didn't want to lose out on what we had gotten, you know. Mm-hmm. So we went, and it was awesome. We got to see the Rockettes, which is like a sort of a lifelong dream of mine. We ate at this amazing old pizzeria in Brooklyn that has like the best pizza in New York City, like New York style pizza. It was so cool. And we did this Downton Abbey exhibition, which I had discovered was going to be in New York. And God bless him, he never has seen the show, but he went through it anyway with me.
Now, what's the difference between an exhibition and an exhibit?
It's the same thing, I think. Although I don't know, because they made it like set up like as if you were in the set.
Oh,
which was cool because you got to come in and it was like the servants' hall.
Oh, wow.
Where they ate.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to see like how Mr. Carson's study was and things like that. And then we went up a flight of stairs and that was like the main bureaucrat, like the what do they call them? You know what I mean?
Aristocrats?
Yes, aristocrats. That dining room. So it was like you were sort of there, too. Besides just seeing, oh, here's a couple of clothing pieces. They had those, too, but it was like set up the way. And they had all this extra information. It was just really cool. I loved it.
How long is that exhibit going to be there?
I have no idea. Not that long. Maybe like another month.
God, I'd love to be able to see that.
It was cool. It was really cool.
Now, here's the thing I want to do before we go. I feel like the holidays like this are always a test for relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Ryan, you and Taryn traveled...
To China.
To China. You and your boyfriend, Mr. Dimples, traveled to New York. I was in a road trip with my boyfriend, Mr. Silver Fox, to New York, to Buffalo. So what are two things that you learned about either your relationship or your partner that you didn't know about or that surprised you?
From just this past couple of weeks?
Yeah, maybe it'd be just hanging out together a lot over Christmas,
mm-hmm.
or traveling together. What were some of the things that you learned?
Oof. That's a good one. Give me a second.
Okay, Ryan.
That's something I got to think about.
I know. I feel like you should have prepped us.
Immediately,
I just thought about that.
It comes to mind that we don't get tired of each other, really. So I think that's a good positive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's a huge positive. I remember... So my boyfriend and I, we went that Friday before Christmas to Buffalo, traveled for 2 days, got there Saturday, or traveled for a day and a half, got there Saturday night. We were together, obviously, the whole time. We didn't come back. We left that Thursday after Christmas, drove, got back that Friday, already had a friend in town that got here that early that Friday.
It's a lot.
So we hit the ground running, Saturday hangout, went to Ybor. Sunday, prepped the house for New Year's. New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, we took everyone around for a quick brunch.
Mm-hmm.
Then he went to work that Tuesday, and I thought on the onset of the entire trip that when he walked out the door Tuesday morning, because I had the rest of that week off, that I'd be like, whew, I am going to air out. I can...
Breathe, have some time to yourself.
Air out my butt. And I actually, when he walked out the door, I missed him. And all week, I was really bummed that he wasn't there just to relax with me. And I was very surprised by that because normally I like my alone time. And I like to just, you know, after, you know, like whenever we all travel together for like boot camp or something, like when I get home, I'm like, whoop, I can take my bra off.
Give
me
a minute.
Yeah, I can sit down, put my gut out and watch some TV, eat some Chick-fil-A. And I was actually surprised that I was not, I just really, really enjoyed his company in very like stressful, strenuous, fun times. I was very surprised by that.
So that's a good partner.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Holla.
Okay. So what, one of two things I learned? Let me
see. You can just do one and we can go around the room.
One thing I learned is that, trying to put this delicately, but it's just not going to be put delicate. Like, so we have some fun times in the bedroom.
Oh.
I didn't know. I just feel like we both were like new levels of crazy in the bedroom.
Oh, my. So you had like some. I think that there was a difference between like regular week sex.
Yeah.
And like when you
vacation.
Have
vacation.
When you're like relaxed.
When you got some time.
And you don't, you're not looking at the clock being like, I'm really enjoying this, but I know I got to wake up in a few hours.
Yeah. So we had time for that. Especially on vacation.
No.
But also, I mean, I knew, I think this is going to be my second thing. Aside from that, I think too, and I knew this about him anyway, but it's pretty, it was super apparent over the time we spent a lot of time together is that he's really patient. Because I'm a lot to handle and I think you need patience in order to handle me. And I think he's very patient.
That's
so.
A big one.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, did you and Taryn have some, around the world sex?
A lot of times we were tired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because y'all were there
working
too.
In like, the first few days, the jet lag and all that. But I found out that I am bad at just like figuring things out.
What do you mean?
Figuring
just like
things
traveling
out.
And
oh, being the leader?
Yeah, being the travel leader because I'm always like going with the flow.
You can't always go with the flow when you're traveling.
And then we get there and I'm like,
yeah.
What are we doing?
You need someone that is a very good planner to take charge.
Mm-hmm. Is she a planner?
Yes.
Oh, good. So you know that about each other now. Mm-hmm. That when you go on trips, she's the one that's like, all right, so we're going to land, we're going to take a 2-hour nap, then we're going to get up, we're going to go to this place.
Then use this train to get on this place.
And mm-hmm. see, when we're doing that beforehand, it's a lot. It just feels like a lot to me, and I'm just like, we'll figure it out over there. So maybe I should step it up a little bit.
Or just let her take care of it and then be like, stay out of her way while she's doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. But it was bad.
He goes, we'll see.
We're on like the same page on as far as the things that we want to do. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with that.
That's good.
That's good.
Sure.
I think sort of like, and I hate because I'm sort of like piggybacking off of both of you.
Yeah.
Because I had one thing, but then like I think the points you two made up, you made about your spouses or whatever were so great is... I, for the first time, because, like, especially Holly, you've known me for 10 years now. Mm-hmm. And, like, there are many faces of Miguel.
Yes.
And usually the one in a relationship, I always try to be super pleasant. I always try to be super, I'm a pleaser.
Yeah.
And I think I've learned, and what's nice is that I feel comfortable, and he lets me... speak up, and like I've learned that like it's okay to not always be like happy-go-lucky,
right? Or put your own thoughts and feelings aside to make sure you don't rock the boat,
right? Exactly. Because there was one time where you know, I'm a very picky person, and he does a great job of like sort of pre-explaining it because he knows that I feel embarrassed about it. Mm-hmm. And so everyone sort of knows, you know, like, don't try to give Miguel some cashews because it's going to be like a crazy thing.
Yes.
And so everyone was like very nice. They're like, oh, we got pizza and wings. I'm like, yes, I love pizza and wings. But like there was one time where his mom made breakfast and it wasn't my favorite. And he didn't know that I didn't like what she was making. And so I didn't speak up because I didn't want to make it a big deal.
Yeah.
And so we were there hanging out with his family, and then we left to go do something else. Oh, to drop off his dog somewhere, and like my hunger kicked in, and it was like that where I get crazy, and like I was trying to rein myself in and be like, well, I don't want to put on a bad face, and he could sense it.
Yeah.
And so we got in the car from his friend's house, and he was like, what's wrong? And I was like, nothing. I'm good. He goes, what is wrong with you? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm so hungry. And he goes, you've got to tell me these things. Like, even though, like, we're on a busy schedule, like, if you're hungry, you got to speak up and tell me, and don't sit there and be silent.
I know, but it's hard sometimes.
It is, because you don't want to mess up, and especially, like, I feel like I was along for the ride, and, like, this is his trip. Like,
yeah.
I know when I go home, there's, like, I go to this person's house, and I do this, and so I didn't want to mess up the flow of things, and he was like, no, you are here with me,
yeah.
And so if you're hungry, you need to eat, let's go get you something to eat.
Yeah.
And so that was nice. And I think also just... letting me just sort of be like the kooky person that I am.
Yeah.
Like as we were sort of like driving, and I was like performed Rent and Wicked.
Of course you did.
And you know, I was like,
that's what you do though.
It is. But I was sort of like, I wonder how he's going to take this, cause I've never done that before. And he was just like, this is very entertaining.
Good.
This is nice. This is you.
Yeah.
And this is us.
Ah.
So it was nice. So, well, that's good. I just wanted to see how everybody's relationships were doing after the fact, because I know that time when you're traveling, you're surrounded by family, and there's a lot of stress happening in your life, things can get a little tumultuous.
Yes, for sure.
Holly, what's all of your social media?
Radio Holly on everything except Facebook. On Facebook, you can find me at Holly at
Got that?
Can you spell that for me?
Holly on Hot 101.5. That's what it is on Facebook.
Shamelekele, spelled S-C-H-M-M-M-P-P-H-H-L-I. Exclamation point.
Yes.
Ryan, what's all your social media?
Radio Mick Gibb, M-C-G-I-B.
Mine is Miguel Fuller, M-I-G-U-E-L-F-U-L-L-E-R. And I want to say thank you to all of you who have rated us and commented on iTunes. It really means a lot that you do that, and then it sort of exposes the podcast to other people.
Yes.
And so that's great. So continue to do that when you're on iTunes. When you type in Miguel and Holly Uncensored, and you can rate and subscribe and leave us a little comment. Mm-hmm. And then in the next couple of weeks, we'll go over some of those comments. We had one that was like really in depth.
Oh, wow.
Really awesome.
I have to go read those. I don't know where they are, but I'll read them. read them.
You can also find our podcast at hot1015tampabay.com or on the Hot 101.5 app. We'll see you next week.
Want more Miguel and Holly? Listen to past episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored at hot1015tampabay.com, the Hot 101.5 app, or on iTunes.